The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I stepped outside the other night and smelled dirt. Not potting soil, not wood chips, dirt. The kind with worms. It's a new season. When my eyes pop open in the morning, it isn't always dark. Afternoons are getting longer. Evenings are shrinking. There's less time between after dinner and when I go to sleep. The sound of drips, that's new. Drips off the eaves, drips off a crooked gutter. Snow slides off the roof, rain drips. I set up a rain barrel for watering the coal frame. Out at the woodpile when I hear geese, it's like threading another jewel onto a necklace made of all the times I've stood at a spring woodpile beneath honking geese. The woodpile chore itself has changed. Chopping wood in a t-shirt without gloves. Chopping lots of little stuff for fast cookstove fires, but chopping a whole lot less wood. Recognizing that pyromania can be a habit, that the objective isn't to turn firewood into climate change. Before long, there'll be a vase on the big stove. I picked some pussy willows today. At my house, more sun means more electricity. For a while last night, I had three lights on, which, believe me, felt extravagant and wild. I can put away the candles and the oil lamps. In another month, I'll plug in the refrigerator, the coffee pot, and the toaster. A lot of those books I piled up last fall don't look so interesting anymore. The fat ones look especially daunting. I've been considering the possibility of footwear other than boots. It was 52 degrees the other day, and I planted the coal frame naked. The cat pokes the newly exposed ground at the edge of the snow and licks tiny blades of grass. She was a kitten last fall and forgot there was anything outside besides snow. Dog bones have surfaced everywhere, and flanking the trail, two long rows of evenly spaced dog turds are emerging. No chance an internal combustion engine on wheels will get up here anytime soon. At least I hope not. Once you can drive up to your door, stuff pours into your house. It will be nice to take a big haul to the laundromat, though. A monstrous ice cube floats in the pond, water to the brim and cattails drenched to the knees. Soon, ducks. I walk by the creek every day because it changes so much and I wouldn't want to miss it. In summer, there's no creek at all, only a chilly creek bed with a couple of puddles and a lot of nettles. Now it's a river system, hobbit-sized, with ice shelves and alternate channels, rapids, oxbows, alluvial deposits, surprises every day. It's getting to be about time to start pulling fistfuls of hair out of the dog. In a couple of weeks, I'll be back working at the outdoor fish stand. I love my garden. I love flowers. I love sleeping outside and riding my bicycle at dawn. But I love winter, and I always kinda hate to let go of it. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.